So the Royal Cheshire County Show is just around the corner. Maybe you're listening to this just after we've been to the Royal Cheshire County Show and you've seen Kerry on our stage, on our plot, singing. Kerry, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad. So a little bit of background on how we know each other. So you sang at our local Hero Awards.
I did indeed.
Twice.
Yep.
Yep. And no doubt you'll do it again next April.
Is that a request?
That's an order. Because you are fantastic. And the way you work a crowd, you got me embarrassed anyway. You sang to me.
Well, you know, you are my Peter Andre.
Even my other half doesn't say that. That's amazing. But how we know each other, other than that, is you work upstairs at the Silt Radio building, don't you?
So, I do, yes.
So you work for...
Shore Care.
As a...
Carer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually the care coordinator, so I do all the rotors.
Do you actually go out to people that need you as well?
Of course.
Yeah.
It never leaves you.
Right.
Go out in the morning. I'll go out and do an evening run.
Yeah.
And then come back and do my office work when I can fit it in.
Fantastic. Right. So, so you sing. Now, you told me something the other day that I fell over my own jaw when you told me. So I assumed that you were an excellent, excellent karaoke singer and a really good live performer and singer that has always been a carer and always worked outside of the entertainment world. And then you do this as a hobby because it's a bit of a passion. But it's the other way around.
It is, yeah. I've been singing 31 years.
So you're a singer before you were a carer?
Absolutely.
Take us on that journey, Kerry.
So I moved to Mac when I was 11. I came to live up here with my mum. And she's always sung, been in bands from being 15. And she's got lots of children. So I used to carry the equipment for her on gigs. And then she just said, New Year's Eve it was, 31 years ago. Do you want to get up and sing? So I did. And we kind of took it from there. And we ended up chucking out all the stuff that my mum used to sing. So, like, because my mum's a big country fan, which I am too. But she used to sing all the old style country. And we got rid of all that. And then we put in all this new rock country songs. And we became the Nashville Angels.
Wow. So. Wow, that's incredible. So who told you in the first... Did you know you could sing? Originally, or did somebody say to you, have you heard yourself sing? You're really good. How did all that kind of manifest?
My mum actually said I could sing before I could talk.
Oh, right.
Okay. So, from the age of two, I knew all the words to every ABBA song.
Yeah.
I sang in the school choir. I was always in the plays. Like, I always got, like, the main part with all the solo singing. So, yeah, I've always been able to sing. Not that good at anything else, but I've always been able to sing. And we just took it from there. And we've been everywhere. Literally all over the country. We sang in Cuba, we've sang in America. It's the best way to live your life.
So, we've all heard you sing at the local Hero Awards, and if you come to the Cheshire Show, you've been to the Cheshire Show, you would have heard us sing there. There's also a track that you could stream as well below this podcast on our website for you to listen to Kerry's amazing voice. But why not pursue that even further? Where did it kind of stop when you went into the normal world of work?
Obviously, I'm not your stereotypical pop star, so I don't look like Britney Spears. I've got a face for radio.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. No, hang on a minute. Nor did Kirsty MacColl, nor did Alison Moyet, nor did Adele originally.
Adele now.
Yeah, so. No, but she was a big selling artist. Whether she looked like a pop star or not.
I just think that, you know, the industry wants a certain type of person.
I know what you're going to say. We're going to say it. Sex sells.
It does, yeah, absolutely. You know, no
pin-ups
doubt.
And all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm never going to change. I'm going to be that person. If I was famous, I'd be on the front page of the paper every week for something that, you know, I've gone out and got drunk and fell out of a taxi or something like that. That's me. I don't like being told what to do, what to wear.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't want it. And I just enjoy it, but then I had children young.
Mm.
So being in the right place at the right time has never really worked out for me. But I love what I do. And then obviously with the pandemic, I got a job in care when the smoking ban actually came in because it kind of like limited a lot of work for us entertainers.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll get a full-time job and I'll just do the odd weekend singing because I'm still going to do it. And then the pandemic hit. So nobody was entertaining. We were doing it from his back gardens and the front door.
I remember, yeah.
So I got a job in care, and one of my best friends is actually the manager here at Shore Care. And she said, come and work for us. So I did. and I absolutely love it. It's just, it's so rewarding. So I get to feel great all week and then feel even better at the weekends when I open my mouth to sing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's true what some people say, never turn your hobby into your full-time career.
I don't know. I mean, if you enjoy it as much as, like, I mean, 31 years is a long time to be singing. And because music's changed so much in 30 years, you know, we're always learning new stuff. So it's never overly repetitive. You always have your favourite kind of songs that you sing every week.
Yeah.
But I never have a playlist because I would get bored. So I literally ask the crowd what they want. And if I know it, I'll sing it.
So the Royal Cheshire Show. Let's talk about this as though it's happened, because it's happening on Tuesday, Wednesday next week as we record this. You know, what could we and what have we heard at the Cheshire Show?
Definitely a mixture. So pretty much from the 50s up. I mean, I cover all different genres of music. I love country. But I like Adele, Amy Winehouse, Lady Gaga.
So contemporary, everyday commercial music.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right back to Patsy Cline, we do The Killers, you know, it's just something across the board.
So who's the female artist that you admire the most? The one where you hear the voice and you go, oh, every single time?
Wynonna Judd.
Who?
Wynonna Judd.
Never heard of her.
All right, so they're the Judds, mother and daughter. You may have heard of the song Love Can Build a Bridge.
Yes.
So Nina Cherry, Chrissy Hynde and Cher recorded it for, I think it was 1994, Comet Relief Song.
They did, yeah. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Naomi Judd is Wynonna's mum. They're a mother-daughter duo in America. She wrote it.
Ah, right.
And she has got one of the distinctive voices. It's fabulous. But in modern music, I like Nina Simone. I like Aretha Franklin. I like the, you know, power divas.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah.
Tina Turner, who we just lost.
Tina Turner was amazing.
Yeah. Do you do any Tina Turner in your set?
Yeah, I do Proud Mary and River Deep, Mountain High.
Wow. You don't just do an all Tina Turner song. You have to do those powerful ones. My word. Right, so tell us a bit more about what you, you know, let's just say you win the lottery and you can rest for the rest of your life, not having to work anymore. Would you rather care forever or sing forever?
Sing. Definitely sing.
So you give up the day job and you go out and just do the singing?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would buy my own recording studio and all my family play musical instruments, you see, so I can have an instant band.
Yeah.
So my brothers play guitar, drums, keyboards, everything, you name it. Put an instrument in front of them, they can play it. So, yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd have a big, massive house. It's got to have a pool. And a recording studio, and I would be set for life.
Looking forward to the rest of the summer season. Go on, give a plug where you're going to be over there. Can you remember this off the top of your head or not?
No.
All right, I'll tell you what.
I do the Shamrock in Macclesfield.
Oh, yeah?
The last Friday of every month.
Ah, well, there you go then, right, yeah.
There you go.
Why don't you just tell us where people can find a list of your, where, follow you on social media, where are you?
You can follow myself. I'm just Kerry Woods, Kerry with an I.
Yeah.
You can follow the Nashville Angels on Facebook. We have a SoundClick site, which is soundclick.com/Nashville Angels. And you can download, I think there's 20 something songs on there. And we don't have CDs, we just give it away for free.
And a little bit of a plug for yourself, you are available for parties and a bit for private bookings, I take it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can get me on Facebook anytime. Yeah, I sing in your back garden. I'm coming to your bar.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can. As long as you sing for us. right, we're going to hear one of your songs now on this podcast. Kerry, thank you for talking to me. And thank you for being a good friend of Silt Radio. And carry on singing for us when we ask you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
The hill lies, they're trying to prove it won't fall out. And all the men have gone gold, they've long been reached out. The whole place is pickled, the people are pickles for sure. And no one knows if they've done more here than they ever would do in a jail. will. Blonde and beautiful and multiple, they become so dull and dutiful. Now when faced with dull and dutiful, they fire and red when it flares. But a cocky personality with red underwear. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or all. This Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere alone. The whole place is pickled, the people are pickles for sure. And no one knows if they're dumb or hidden, they ever would do in a job. This could be a Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or all. This Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or all. This Rotterdam is anywhere. This could